Welcome back to the morning show, Fox Sports 910. Brian Marcolini filling in for Wes McElroy today. Coming up in a little while, Ben Standig, Redskins insider, will talk about their loss against Carolina on Monday night and the path moving forward. But right now, we have on the line a man who I have accosted multiple times in downtown Blacksburg establishments, voice of the Hokies, John Lazor. Virginia Tech basketball wins, beats Charleston Southern last night, 87-59. Is this team good?
Yeah, I think it is, Brian, and great to be with you, of course. You've accosted me not in establishments, generally on the sidewalks leading to those establishments. But
it's right after you run away, actually.
That's right. No, it's good to be with you. But, yeah, this is a balanced team, and the term that Buzz Williams continues to use is changeables. And he used to say that a lot, and we didn't see it a lot in terms of what he was looking for was essentially out of the eight guys that he plays, save for Matt Galloway, who gets in some spot minutes and garbage time generally, he'd like all five of those guys to be as interchangeable as possible. And I think this team is much more capable of that than last year's team, where basically if you took Seth Allen or Zach Ledeh off the floor for significant minutes, you weren't going to find ways to score the basketball. And that's not necessarily the case with this team, even though those guys are, of course, a big part of it still. But Ahmed Hill has been the biggest reason for that. And I think you're Hadeem C away, his development away from being very formidable. And I think that can happen. It definitely needs to over the next couple of weeks in terms of your ability to rebound the basketball and battle with some of the gifted big men you're going to see in the ACC. But no, this is definitely a team that's capable, and I think right now if you were drawing up the bracket, I know we're a long, long way away from that, but you'd have to put the Hokies in there.
And coming into the year, I personally was a little bit worried about Tech kind of fit the mold of the classic team that overachieved a year ago and maybe came in with expectations that were a little inflated. But after we've seen, I mean, they got off to a 10-1 start. You could argue that they should have beaten Texas A&M and been 11-0. How ready are they for ACC play, which starts here in just about a week and a half?
You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of times we float questions to Buzz Williams in a way philosophically that we think we're going to get the best response for him. And a lot of times you can't just cut to the chase with Buzz like you can with, say, Justin Fuente. But I did that last night because I could tell he was in a somewhat content mood after the win over Charleston Southern. I asked him basically the same thing, and I asked it differently, but it was the same response. And that was, are you happy with where this team is despite all the ups and downs over the last couple, 3 years in your time in Blacksburg? And he actually smiled and said, yes, I am happy with where we are. And I think that's because he's gotten all he could have asked and then some from Ahmed Hill's return, and he sees the potential and where Ty Outlaw can be, despite the fact that Ty hasn't really come in as a house of fire, which our expectations may have been a little too high when basically he couldn't touch a basketball for the better part of 12 months. So, yeah, I think that they are. I agree with you, Brian. I was a little bit timid coming into this season because you want to see it again, right? I think it's that example of the pitcher coming into the big leagues and having success the first go-around when you look at Zach Ledeh, because you want to look back, and the usual tendency is to say, well, why didn't he have success before he got here? And I think now we're recognizing that that was the exception, and this may be the player that Zach Ledeh is, and he's able to compete with guys despite the fact that he doesn't necessarily generally match up physically. So that's the key for the Hokies, because the guard play and the wing play, the combo guards, those guys can compete really with anybody, I feel like. It's just a matter of whether or not you're able to hold your own on the inside, and I think this team is going to be capable of that. And I also think that when you went into matchups last year with some of the middling teams, some of the bottom tier teams from the ACC, you were hoping for a win, but you weren't expecting to win. I think that's going to be the difference for this team. You're still going to be up against it, against Duke and North Carolina and maybe even Virginia and a couple other teams in the conference. But against the other 10 teams, you're going to expect to win, and that's a big difference, obviously, for this program.
John Lazor, Virginia Tech broadcaster, on with me. Moving on to football and the Belk Bowl coming up in just over a week. We've seen Tech now. They're 9-4. They've some highs, some lows, definitely coming off an almost against Clemson. What are you looking for as the team heads into the Belk Bowl in about a week?
Well, I'm excited to see what the month of time and preparation that you're given basically by this bowl bid has done for Jerod Evans, because I think, like Justin Fuente, you were pleasantly surprised with what Evans did through about the first 8 weeks of the season or so, but then you also started to see when the offense took that downturn, you referenced some of the lows, and I think that's what you were referring to, when you started to see a lot more zone schemes defensively and Evans was forced to go to that next level in terms of reading the defense, progressing through his options, and some of those staple plays for the Hokies that they had had a lot of success with against some inferior defenses were taken away. And I really liked what I saw from Girard when he was pushed to that place, particularly over the last couple of games. They shredded Virginia, obviously, but then after that against a much, 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 I can't stress that enough, more capable defense in Clemson, we saw some of that too. So I think Girard Evans, after relying largely on his physical gifts the first two-thirds of the season, was forced to get better, to steal Buzz Williams' term, as a quarterback. And now he's had another 3.5 weeks and another multiple amount of practices to do that. And I'm looking forward to getting a glimpse of the quarterback that we might see his senior year, because I think really this year you really only scratched the surface of what he's capable of.
Arkansas, not the best team, but they're still an SEC team, 7-5 coming into Charlotte. Where are they going to test the Hokies the most?
I think when you deal with an SEC team, you deal with that physicality, and that's certainly true for Arkansas. People look at the record and they say, they're only 7-5. You look at the fact that they've beaten three ranked teams and lost to four teams. I know they had some games that probably had Brett Bielema ready to walk out of Fayetteville at times where they just absolutely didn't show up. But from a physical standpoint, they're going to press you, particularly on the lines. And I look for that offensive line to be a challenge for this Hokie defensive line. But at the same time, speaking of youth, that's another really got battle-tested during the season. And I think they match up okay. I don't think this is going to be a 17-13 type of game. I think both offenses are going to gain some traction and both have some physical capabilities. I do like the Hokies, Brian, in this game, despite the fact that Arkansas has, of course, the SEC logo on one of their shoulder patches. And at the same time, you're going to have an absolute profound home field advantage in Charlotte, which is something the Hokies have not enjoyed in either of their neutral site matchups this year. So they're going to have some tests, and mainly on the defensive side for Tech, but I think they're also going to be able to have plenty of offensive success as well.
You can follow them on Twitter, @LaysVT. Thanks for stepping in with the fill-in today, Lays.
I don't look at you as a fill-in, Brian. I look at you somewhat in a Wally Pipp type situation for Wes. I know that he steps away at the holidays for multiple days, maybe more so than he probably should. We'll talk to Trimmer about that, I suppose, at some point. But no, my pleasure, my friend. I hope you're doing well and have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too, man. You too, man. John Laser, voice of the Hokies, always fun to have on the show. When we come back, a little bit more on the Hokies and a little bit more on their matchup against Arkansas. Brian Marcolini filling in for Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910.